One thing we can't see that we've sometimes done when we've had a spotlight Lorraine, we cannot see the Lorraine Lighthouse.
Maybe we should put up a big mirror.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably put a mirror pointed in that direction and eventually with another mirror work its way. But there's one thing that people think of Lorraine. It's a symbol of Lorraine. We talked to the first folks from First Federal. They've got Lorraine, they've got the lighthouse sort of in a logo as well. But someone who could help us talk about what's happening now with the lighthouse, things have changed many times over the years, is Ron Mantini with the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation. Good morning, Ron.
Morning.
I remember when the lighthouse was sort of just a thing in the distance, in a picture or a painting, or somebody would make a sculpture. Now you are sort of engaging the public with the
Absolutely.
Lighthouse.
I mean, our lighthouse has been featured on many, many things. As you said, First Federal uses it. The county uses it. A lot of people use our lighthouse as their symbol. And but we've actually cleaned up the lighthouse, remodeled it, refurbished it, and we're trying to decorate it to the way it looked in the 1990s. But we do offer the public a lot of opportunities to go out there and view the lighthouse.
Now, Craig, you've been there. I know that because you did your show from there. Ron,
have you been
out to there?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say there's two people at this table. Two out of the three people have been.
I hope Ron's been there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sometimes people, maybe he's not afraid of water. I don't know, but because getting out there requires a boat, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're not available from land, which unfortunately some people can't make it because of that. So because we can't, we're not available by land, we have to schedule all our events at the lighthouse.
And weather permitting, I guess, is part of
Absolutely.
That,
weather permitting, the call on whether we go out or not is based on the captains of the boats. We don't make that call. The captains make that call depending on the weather. They have all the scientific stuff that they can use to see what's coming in and what's not.
How long does it take to get out?
It's about a 15-minute ride. We usually leave from Spitzer Marina behind the Jackalope restaurants, and it's about a 15-minute ride out there.
Well, let's talk about some of the things coming up. 4th of July is coming up. The fireworks take place, but you have no better view than one from seeing it from the lighthouse, right?
Yeah, that's one of our next events coming up on July 4th. We have a picnic out at the lighthouse. We usually have about 50 people attend the picnic. It's a picnic that's catered by the Jackalope restaurant. It includes wine and beer and beverages, and you get the absolute perfect view of the fireworks because you're practically underneath of it. They shoot the fireworks off from the mile-long pier, and we're like right across from that. We have reservations. It's cost $110 per person, and that includes the boat ride out, all the food and drink, and the boat ride back, of course.
Reservations still available?
Reservations are still available. You can make reservations by calling. Let me get the number here for you. I had it up, right? Reservations can be made by calling 440-984-1012 and ask for Jim or Linda, and they'll make your reservations for you. I think we have about 10 left, so time is urgent if you want to get out there for the 4th of July, which is next
that's,
week.
That's a time, it's 4th of July. That's the time you have the fireworks, but you offer other types of dinners or tours or things related to the lighthouse.
Absolutely. We have a regular tour schedule. Our tour schedule is on our website. Our website is lorainelighthouse.com, and we typically have tours from mid-June to mid-September. And on Wednesdays, Sundays, and Saturdays, each day there's four tours that go out at the lighthouse. Again, we leave from the Spitzer, behind the Spitzer Marina. We take you out to the lighthouse. We give you a tour of the lighthouse. You can go as high as up as you want to go. It gets narrower as it goes up, obviously. We also have a gift shop at the lighthouse, and we have a gift shop at the dock where you leave from. In addition to that, we have something really nice for couples. It's called a sunset wine dinner every Tuesday from mid-June to mid-September. Again, we take people out to the lighthouse. We have a four-course meal paired with wine. Each course is paired with wine, again, catered by the Jackalope. We typically go out around 6:30 and bring you back around 9:30 when hopefully the sun sets.
Ron, you mentioned that efforts are underway, and I've seen them, to restore the lighthouse, kind of bring it up to what it was back in the day. Is there anything going on right now or any area you're focused on?
Well, actually, today, Thursday, is the day that we do our work out at the lighthouse. We have a great group of volunteers that go out at the lighthouse every Thursday, and they do cleanup work, they do repair work, they do whatever's needed to keep it in good shape. Right now, we have some roof issues, as everybody does, with leakage and stuff. So we did some work last year, and we have found a few more leaks this year we need to work on. Other than that, we're still looking for some furniture to furnish our living quarters where the Coast Guard used to live. And It's a constant maintenance out there because you're out in the middle of the lake. And, you know, when we get out there in the springtime, it's just, you know, between all the insects and things like that, it's a lot of cleanup work. But
and for any project like that, any materials you have to haul out there, you just can't back up the truck.
Right, right. We have a work boat, and we take our things out with our work boat. It's separate from the boat that takes the customers out there for our dinners and stuff. But, yeah, everything has to be taken out there. If it's anything heavy, we have to make arrangements with a barge perhaps. But we've had, you know, great volunteers, great cooperation from the community with as far as donating some goods and services and things like that. Last year when we did our roof, the company that that did the work donated the materials, and they did the labor, so it was a big help to us.
Have you seen any big boats, barges, tankers, whatever, go by so far this year?
Saturday night we had groups stay out at the Lice House, one of these paranormal groups. So they went out Saturday night, stayed all night, and came back Sunday. And while they were out there Saturday night, one of the big boats came by, and we had some nice pictures on Twitter and Facebook showing that.
That'd scare me if I was in the middle of the night looking for something paranormal, and suddenly you see this wall perhaps
right.
move by there. What's your, I guess, passion or involvement with the lighthouse? Why was this something you wanted to really be a part of?
Well, when I retired as a city auditor, I was looking for some things to keep me busy, and someone came knocking on the door and asked if I would get involved as the treasurer, and I'm still the treasurer, but then I'm also president this year. It's a historic, I mean, if you read about all the history that went on in keeping the lighthouse and restoring it and all that work that was done by all these dedicated individuals, it's a good cause to get involved with, and I'm happy to be involved with it. You know, we're always looking for volunteers, we're always looking for donations to keep things going, and it's been a fun group to work with, some really good people.
Didn't the finances start with a dollar or something like that related to
it? I believe so,
it?
Yeah, back in the 60s when the Coast Guard wanted to tear it down. And back in back in the 60s, we got them to not tear it down. And in the 80s, Port of Lorraine Foundation was formed to maintain and restore the lighthouse. We changed our name now to the Lighthouse Foundation, but very dedicated group of people over the years. In 2017, we celebrated our 100th anniversary of the lighthouse. We got a historical plaque that's now located down on the mile-long pier, and indicating that from the state. So,
and for people who have not been out there, that's when we did our broadcast from the lighthouse. And what a treat it was to be out there on a nice day and look back at the city and the coastline to the east and to the west. Really something special.
Well, you know, Lake Erie has a lot of great sunsets, and what better place to see it than from the lighthouse? I mean, you get absolutely beautiful shots from there out there, and obviously photographers love to shoot the lighthouse. I mean, you'll see them everywhere. And now with drones, we have people that take drones out there and do a circle of the lighthouse.
Well, that helps also with your maintenance of it, too. You can see things that you might not know that is taking place.
Well, actually, yeah, it helps, especially on the roof, because, you know, it's a little hard to get up there.
Right. Yeah.
And that makes it hard for finding good companies to do roofing work out there, too, because it does create a little bit of a logistical issue.
Well, you have to have, I don't say unique individuals, but dedicated or people with some sort of a specialty related to doing maintenance out there and just sort of what Mother Nature and a lake can do to a structure.
Oh, yeah. We have electricians. We have plumbers. We have good carpenters that are all volunteers with us, and they do a fantastic job of making things as they were in the 50s. Because, you know, it's not just fixing it. It's, you know, you want to make it blend in with everything else that's out there.
Right. It's great. Now, Craig, up close, what does it look like up close? Because we see it from a distance on the pier. We get a photograph. So everything in the distance has a little more romance. There's a little bit of distance mm-hmm. to it. Up close, what do you remember about your impression when you got there?
It looks good. It's bright. It's big. It's clean.
Feel bigger than when you got there or smaller than what you thought it might be?
No, maybe about the same. Yeah. I mean, it's a good-sized structure.
Right. Yeah, I think when you get out there, you see it's probably a little bigger than what it looks like from shore because of the, you know,
right.
just the distance.
Well, it's big enough to have a gift shop now, apparently, that you said.
Sure.
Yeah, on the first floor, you know, where they had all the their motors and all the equipment that they had out there is basically right. a working area. So we have a small gift shop there. Second floor is where they the Coast Guard lived. There's a kitchen. There's a bedroom. There's an office up there. And on the third floor is where the lights were and stuff like that. Wow.
So if people are interested in getting one of those tours or maybe even participating with being out there for the 4th of July, how do they go about, again, doing that?
Best thing is to go to our website, again, LorraineLighthouse.com. If you're interested in a tour, you could purchase your tickets right through the website. The tickets for the tours are $20 per person. And we work with the Port Authority on getting a boat. We use their boats for the tours. The dinners are also out there, and the 4th of July picnic is out there. In addition, we do have gift certificates. If you're always looking for a good gift for someone, we do gift certificates for both the tours and the wine dinners. The information for that is also on the website. It's a good gift for parents, grandparents, you know, different events like we promote Father's Day, Mother's Day, right, things like that.
Might be something where someone would love to go, but they don't feel like they want to treat themselves. So someone else
absolutely
presents it to them.
Absolutely. Do a nice little business with the gift certificates. It's steady, not great, but it's, you know, it's nice and steady, and it's a good gift.
Well, I think anybody times you end up with a public word of mouth that takes place. If someone who goes out there, they'll never stop talking about that experience.
Yeah, and we're getting people from all over northeastern or northern Ohio, and also into Michigan, Pennsylvania, and there's a lot of people. You can't believe how many people are interested in lighthouses. I mean, we have a thing called a passport club, where you can get a stamp that shows that you visited our lighthouse, and all the lighthouses in the country are part of that. So, and there's a lot of people that collect those. So, you know, they visit different lighthouse. I had a lady call me on Sunday. She was on the turnpike traveling back to Toledo and wanted to know if she could stop and see the lighthouse. Unfortunately, I had to tell her no, because we didn't have any tours that day, and you can't walk out there. So, well,
you could stop and see it right here at anywhere along the shoreline. You could
In instances like that, I just tell them go down to the mile-long pier, and you can get a good view of the lighthouse.
Is that really a mile-long pier, or is this sort of like a a reference?
I think it's pretty close to a mile. Yeah, you have to check with the Port Authority on that. I haven't stepped it off lately.
Right. Well, as far as you go, I just remember we used to do sometimes reports for there when they had the Port Fest that was there a long time, and we'd have to do a report. And I always thought, as far as I went down that pier to get a story is as far as I had to come back. So I had to kind of figure out the balance between the
time-wise,
it took. Yeah. Ron Mantini joining us this morning with the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation. You can find out more visiting their website as well. And, of course, it's really the jewel of the port, as they call it. We are spotlighting the community of Lorraine, and the international festivals this weekend. We're going to hear from the Lorraine International President, Ben Davey, coming up on WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your